Join coaches Mary C. Hartfield and Rebecca Thomas as they speak on the things most people want to know but might not be willing to talk about. Dive in with us for off-the-cuff conversations around diverse topics and gain insight and guidance to help you live a more purpose-filled life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast. I'm one of your coaches, Rebecca Thomas.
Hello, I am her co-host and coach, Mary C. Hartfield, a Living Life on Purpose coach, and welcome everyone.
Mary, it's good to be back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited about life right now.
I love that.
Yes, excited. I think 2022 is going to be great.
Yes, claim it.
Yes.
So nobody really knows this yet, but we have decided to reformat some things. And what we want to start doing is doing kind of mini coaching sessions for each other to give people a feel for how we coach and things that you can get coached on and kind of how the process works. So today, what are we going to be talking about, Mary?
So today, really want to coach on when, especially when you're talking about a brand new year, every year should be a year of growth and development. But how do you get past uncomfortability of growth when you're talking about going into something new? And then I think some things, so really is talking about what areas right now that it may be a past area that you had to develop and get uncomfortable with it. So those are things we want to talk about today. So Rebecca.
Yeah, coach.
So give me an example of an area when you talked about growth that you were uncomfortable with.
Well, it's funny because I'm a pretty self-aware person and can usually figure things out pretty quickly as far as what it is, right? And so I think it's really important for me, but for other people too, to kind of sit with like whether I'm uncomfortable growing just because it is growth and because it's a new challenge and something I'm not familiar with, or whether I'm uncomfortable because something inside of me is telling me like, this is not the thing, this is not for you, it's not aligned with your path. And that can get a little tricky sometimes. So I would say, like, for instance, last year it was social media. And I came to terms eventually after a lot of conversation and sitting with that social media, it just wasn't for me. It wasn't that I was scared of it or anything else. It's just not my modality and it's not for me or for my people. And now I'm kind of sitting with how big do I get? Because so many people, it seems like the trajectory for so many people, and because the opportunity and the norm has become to like reach bigger and reach more people. So I've really been sitting with like, is that actually the thing for me? Or am I scared to step into that and I'm playing too small? So that's kind of what I'm sitting with right now.
Okay. So let's step back and look at, first of all, when you say social media is not for me, I was uncomfortable with it. Why?
So the big epiphany, it was because there was a lot of resistance showing up for it. And I definitely felt like I was spending too much time on it. And then I ended up outsourcing it with somebody who was absolutely amazing and could speak my speak and showed up exactly how I would show up in social media. And then after a couple of other conversations and then even vacations where I was stepping away from social media, just felt more and more like that wasn't the thing for me. But I think the big climax for my decision was my social media person that I was working with. She had pulled somebody else into her company. We ended up having a session to talk about some of the things I could do on my social media. And as she was saying them in my body, I just had this physical reaction to all of it and just knew like, oh no, this really is not the thing for me. Like, yeah, I just
intuition
knew.
When you got to step back, you know, a lot of times we don't pay attention to our intuition when it says, wait a minute, let me step back, you know, and it's okay. Like, everyone to step back for a moment.
Right. And so I just really in that moment realized like, that I already knew, and I was past the point of trying to figure it out anymore. And as soon as I did that, it was like, okay, on to the next. So what does this look like?
Right. And see, and I think when we come to uncomfortable situations, like you said, you're really doing social media for business. Mm-hmm. See, it's not personal reasons. I don't need social media, but business wise, I know that I need social media and I have to do it. You know, so you hire it out. So then I'm not uncomfortable with it. I tell the person what I want. They have to worry about that. But then you realize it was something that, wait a minute, you're going in a direction that's very uncomfortable, who I am, who I want to be seen, or who my branding that I want to be. Mm-hmm. And have to look at it again.
Yeah. And it was like after that conversation where my social media person pulled that third person and we had the conversation, we get off the phone call and I immediately reached out to her and I was like, I feel like I owe you an apology because I felt like that other person didn't have enough context to understand what had just happened because it was so obvious how I was feeling about things. And we had the most amazing conversation and both came to an agreement that we knew that social media was not the thing for me, no matter what she did or how she said it or how she scheduled or how amazing the posts were. It's not for my people. And it was funny because at the same time, I was seeing some things in a couple of Facebook groups that I'm in. And one of my big hangups with social media is, this is so funny, it's predictive text and predictive context. And I'd been going through therapy at the same time, and something my therapist had said was, let's not try to predict the future. And I feel a lot like a lot of social media because of the way that works and the algorithms and what you're subject to and what comes in front of you is very predictive. Whether you know it or not, there's a system, a machine behind it that's predicting all of those things. And that's why I'm like, no, be more authentic, be more intentional. That's not the space. And that really resonated with me.
Yeah. And I think I bring it back to Gary V. You know, people are so hung up on likes and all of that, where Gary V is like, be authentic, be yourself. And that's the way to go. And I think that's why some people are uncomfortable, because you're trying to project what everybody else wants you to project, a brand. You know, mm-hmm. you need to be this. And then you came to a realization in your gut that mm-hmm. that's not who I am. And it's okay to be uncomfortable and sit with that uncomfortability. And I think also something good that you did, you stepped back, you know, and said, wait a minute, because sometimes we do, we be uncomfortable situations. You got to step back. Or as I would tell people, let me get back. I don't make any decision. It's immediately. I step back usually and say, you know what, let me get back with you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to pray on that or sit back and sit within myself. And how does that feel for me? So right now, being you're uncomfortable, you made a decision, and where you feel you're standing in nine up now on going forward with social media.
So as far as social media, like, I've started plugging back in a little bit, but it feels a lot different. But also my focus as far as marketing has shifted to what I'm amazing at, which is face-to-face connection. Mm-hmm. So it's getting in front of those people and really shining and having really authentic conversations with them, which has always been the thing for me. And just making sure that I'm putting myself in enough spaces with enough different people that I'm still reaching the people that I need to, but just in a more authentic way to me, but in a different way compared to what most people are doing right now.
Right. And I think part of it, sometimes when you're uncomfortable, is because you're not in a place of your authenticity is showing up. It's just showing up as a brand, you know, and I think that's what people forget. Your brand still has to be authentic. It has to be mm-hmm. who you are. And you cannot, it's just for me, I do training development on social media twice a week or at least four times a month. And I always say, oh my God, these people gonna look on my page and see my numbers or whatever. But I thought, no, because I'm going to show up authentic as who I am. And I'm not trying to grab people to me. I'm trying to train you on something that know and what to do. So you have to step back. And I think too, when things come up to gut things that, oh, I don't feel uncomfortable, that you as a person have to stop. Like you said, common sense shows up. And then you got to, and really is thinking about, how do you show up when things are not uncomfortable to you? Who is that person that you became, or who did you not become as yourself? And those are things that you have to sit back and think about when you get those uncomfortable stages or something new is going on with you. So you, the end result is that you found a place where you're comfortable with social media for business. You still have someone else doing social media for you?
When her and I had that conversation, we both said, this is not your thing, because even like everything was pointing to, this is not your thing, because even my numbers weren't climbing. And it wasn't because there weren't enough people or anything like that. It was just like, it's not authentic to who I am. So yeah, like I was just like, okay, we're done with social media too. So that's why it also feels different, is because there's not this shooting going on and not this pressure of trying to like check somebody else's box. I understand that so many different people in our, like, yes, you need to be doing social media, but for me, it's not the thing.
Right. Yeah. He's kind of like where I'm at. I do social media when I feel like doing social media, and I don't apologize for it. People like, where are you at? And you know, no, I don't, that's not my life. I don't have to be on there all the time, even for business. Why? My business is a word of mouth. You know, if people like me, they like me or not. So I don't try to hustle and get all that done. I try to be authentic. So a lot of it, wrapping it up, is you came to an uncomfortable situation. You felt it in your gut. And then also you had a conversation with another person that was connected to that. And part of it, you knew that person, right?
Well, and that's the beautiful part of it, is this person that was handling my social media is, she's a client. She's a really good friend. She's a fellow business owner. So there's just so many different ways that we were connected and really like transparent with each other, that we could see all, like all the pieces were there. So
Yeah, that's good. When, and I think a lot of it has to do, so some of the things that, you know, as like if we're wrapping up a session or whatever with a client, when you're talking about uncomfortable conversation, is it helps when you go into relationships with people that you are comfortable with and you can be authentic with. So even if you go, a lot of times you say, well, I didn't feel comfortable. Well, did you know that person? You know, part of it is going into relationships that you know. It's not just hiring somebody off the bat. Oh, you do social media, let me hire you. You know, I have an incident. I'm doing some person's social media marketing now because she hired somebody that she just got, she didn't know. And she wasn't comfortable, and they were conflicting with each other all the time because they didn't understand you. They didn't even have a chance to build a relationship with that person. So people, it helps me go in a relationship that even if you don't know them and you want to hire them, take the time to spend time with them. You know, I know that we don't have one-on-ones. We do a lot of coffees. If you can't do a coffee, get on Zoom and talk to the person, you know, and talk off the subject, you know, see if your values even align. Value alignment is important because she understood, she wasn't upset. She's still a client, correct?
Oh my gosh, we were both in tears by the end of the phone call because we were so happy that we came to the same realization. So yeah, she's still all the things.
Right. So that's so important. Your values align, that you have a relationship. So then when you even break the contract of having a business relationship, it's still okay. You continue on as friends in the area of relationship that you already have. That's really good.
And I think just the coach and me also wants to share that two of the big things that were really helpful through this whole process and will continue to be helpful, and also something that I work with my clients on, is first of all, trusting yourself. So even though I didn't really understand it and it was uncomfortable and I had to sit with it for a bit, like I trusted myself and I trusted it. But then also just recognizing that you don't always have to have all of the answers right now. Like everything is a process. And not needing to know right now, because it's going to change and shift and evolve and everything else. So just letting it all be a process, including the decision-making part, like letting that be a process too. So,
yeah. And that's huge about that's why when you become in comfortable situations, you have to know yourself. And I know I deal with clients a lot of times. I start with about who are you? You know, I sit down with a piece of paper, I say, just kept saying, who are you, and writing it down. And when it comes down to it, we're not, you know, there's roles and then there's who are you as an individual. I'm not talking about you. Yeah, you're a mother. I mean, I was a wife, a mother, a sister, an aunt, and all that. But who am I? As me, myself, as an individual, what values do I hold? What things do I want to project? When I meet people, what I want them, what's their first impression of me? Mm-hmm. Of who I am, and it's my authentic self I'm bringing to the table. And that's so important. So when you come up with an uncomfortable situation, then you're able to work yourself through it because you know who you are and what's important for you. And you're not just going with the flow.
100%. Yep.
Right. And that's what you did. So everyone, as we close out this, you know, you're in an uncomfortable situation. A lot of it starts with work in your individual self. As we say, in trusting yourself, trusting your intuition, trusting your gut, some people may say. And part of that is knowing what values, making sure you're always lined up with your values and be true to who you are. Because right now, people are out there, you know, we know branding is huge. You know, everybody's on social media posting all the time, but is that really who you are? So when people, when I look at social media, I've met some people and I saw some things they threw on social media. I meet them, I'm like, and they're not that, even that person. Well, no, that's my brand. Your brand needs to be one and the same to me.
Right, in this day and age.
Right. And maybe the expert are like, nah, but as a coach, I need your brand to be one and the same of who you are. Any last minute, Rebecca's? Rebecca.
I don't think so. Like, just going back to that, trust yourself, trust the process, let it be a process. Make sure you surround yourself with good people that can help you dig through whether it is something that you're just scared of or whether it's something that isn't for you, so that you can have those conversations from them, but also not spiral into it, into your mind.
Yeah, that's good. So everyone, check us out on Facebook. We drop once a week. Usually it's on Wednesday or Thursday that we're usually Wednesday. We're dropping our podcast. Listen to us every week. Let us know anything in 2022 that you're interested in. And especially what is something that you need coaching on that we can coach you on. Thank you, everyone. Mm. Rebecca, have a great day.
All right. You too, Mary.
You've been listening to Off the Cuff Podcast with Life Purpose Coach Mary C. Hartfield of Living Life on Purpose, and more than a life coach and energy architect, Rebecca Thomas. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, go and leave us a review, and tune in next time as we continue to talk about the hard things, bring them to light, and help you move through your life with a little more grace, curiosity, and realness.